This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Darnell Wright possibly moving from the right... right side to the left side, and if that you're what I didn't even ask a question yet. What aren't you buying?
Yeah, but I don't see any way Darnell Wright is going to left tackle. I don't.
So that's just something they threw out there that they're not considering.
They didn't throw it. They were asked, and they were like, "Well, yeah, you could." Like it wasn't something that they threw out there. I don't view Darnell Wright as a left tackle. Possibility
so
for them.
Maybe
I'm wrong.
Oh, he did open the door there, didn't he? I forgot that. When Ben Johnson talked about, and Ryan Poles, excuse me, talked about Darnell Wright being a guy who played left tackle in college, and it's on the table that he could move to left tackle. You and I were very intrigued, had good discussion about it, and the next morning Brad Biggs poo-pooed it. But did end with, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, that continued in the piece that he wrote today where Biggsy went over the NFC North and kind of went through the picks that were made inside of it. And I thought it was interesting, him writing a couple of paragraphs on Ozzie Trapillo, where he says, Ozzie Trapillo became only the second offensive tackle the Chicago Bears have selected in the first two rounds since they missed on Gabe Kareemi in the first round of 2011, and they're hoping he figures into the starting equation sooner rather than later. I was like, okay, that's kind of interesting. But then he went on to say, Trapillo played mostly right tackle at Boston College, and that's probably where the Bears will look at him first. A spot could become available if Darnell Wright, drafted in the first round in 2023, gets a look on the left side.
Well, so that's Big Z allowing for the possibility of it. How did that register to you to read that?
I wonder, after the draft was over and after, because, Brad does a lot of homework and talks with a ton of people. Mm-hmm. If there were people saying to him, yeah, this guy right here, he could end up being their starting right tackle. So what do you do with an athletic talent like Darnell Wright, and maybe that his opinion is still forming. So that's how I was like, oh, because I remembered the soundbite. And after reading that, I'm like, okay, well, maybe that means that there is more to the idea of Darnell Wright moving to the left side than him staying on the right.
It's a really interesting thing. We haven't talked a lot about this draft pick yet. You and I haven't had a chance to dig into it. And this is a fascinating one because is he a right tackle? Is he a left tackle? Are you drafting a guy to be a swing? But do you do that in the second round? You draft a swing tackle. How seriously do they take Kieran Amagaji as an option? Is Braxton Jones given a full chance? All of that. So we'll have plenty of time to dig in on that. And there's something I mentioned about Amagaji yesterday that I can share a little more on at some point. Moron. No, not a little moron. That's not a person who's like standing over there. I'm not pointing at you, Alex Kuhn, or anything. A little
Alex
more.
Alex is way taller than you.
I know, but
way taller
low,
than
look how
you.
Low his chair is.
It is.
That's distressing.
That's per my contract. I have to.
Are you calling me a little moron because my headphones?
No.
He said Danny called them child headphones.
Yeah, that's right. You got the child headphones and the short chair as per Tanny's contract.
As in support of you tomorrow, I'll. You know what? I have them in my locker. I should go change into my red headphones so that we can both be
oh god, look at that
colorful.
I mean, I could just use the red ones. Is that better?
I want to match
Alex.
I want to match
Lawrence
the energy.
Is offering you his dungeon headphones.
Wow. Well, he doesn't know about the dungeon.
Okay, now I get it.
Just wash them first, okay?
Yes.
Make sure you wash
very
them.
Important.
Dip them in antiseptic, okay? But no, Lawrence is offering you support by wearing his colored headphones.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You get it? All right, good. Finally.
All right, so back to Ozzie Patrillo.
Ozzie Trapillo. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The Patrillo Bandshell.
The Ozzie Trapillo. We're going to call him Bandshell. That's his
name. Ozzie Zampillo Bandshell.
God, he must be a descendant of the Bandshell. Actually, I know a guy who's a Patrillo descendant. Patrillo, apparently, a great head of the musicians union in the history of Chicago. That's who Patrillo was. Like a legendary.
Car dealers.
Yeah, no. Maybe they are too. I don't know. There's a lot to sort through. But Bill O'Brien was on The Morning Show, and that is a hell of a book by Dustino and The Morning Show. Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College, former head coach of the Houston Texans, former offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, and there's obviously a lot of wisdom and intelligence there. And he is the head coach, obviously, of Ozzie Trapillo last year and that entire offense. And I thought it was fascinating when he was asked by Ruthie Polinsky and David Haw about whether Ozzie Trapillo is a swing tackle, if he's a right, a left, or whatever.
He definitely is a swing tackle. He played a little bit of left tackle before I got here. We played him at right tackle. We had a left tackle, young guy named Jude Bowery, who will be coming out next year probably. He was a left-handed guy, a little bit more comfortable on the left side. Ozzie's a great teammate. Ozzie said, I'll play right tackle. But Ozzie has played left tackle, so I don't think there's any doubt that that he'll be able to, you know, do both. I'm not too sure about the Bears depth chart and all that, but I definitely think that Ozzie can play on both sides. He did that in practice a lot, and he did that in games, like I said, before I came to BC.
Where is he better equipped to play, or does it matter?
I think that's a great question. When I was in Houston, we talked about that a lot as the years went by. We felt like both tackles, right and left, you know, had to have tremendous skill sets because, you know, they're both having to block great defensive ends and most teams coming off of both edges. Now, the left tackle obviously has to, you know, protect the blind side of a right-handed quarterback. But, you know, I think that Ozzie, his ability to – you know, getting a right-handed stance, getting a left-handed stance, his experience in playing both in the past, I think will really help him. He can do both. He's very athletic for a guy his size. You know, I compare him to some of the guys that we had, like in New England, Nate Solder, Sebastian Vollmer, very athletic, 6'8" guy that can, you know, pull. He can, like I said, run block. He can pass protect, and I think he can do it on both sides. So I think he's a guy that'll fit in well wherever they decide to start him off at.
How about that value from Bill O'Brien just to be able to pull out those NFL comps from guys that he coached himself? But Lawrence, what do you think about that? He only moved from left to right to accommodate a kid who could only play left.
I think that that's great. It shows him to be a great teammate where he may have sacrificed draft position.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Because he was playing right tackle instead of perfecting his craft at left tackle. And there are still some places where people think left tackle is more valuable. I think we're kind of in a space in the NFL now where, depending on what your offense is doing, it might not matter. Like, for example, not that they didn't have a very strong left tackle, but look at what Ben Johnson had. He might have had his most athletic player,
you bet,
playing right tackle.
And that's going to be interesting to think about in terms of where he wants Darnell if he falls in love with Darnell moving forward. But to your point, I think my default when I hear that a college kid was moved from left tackle to right tackle is that it was a demotion, at least on some level still.
Well, then you should look at it this way. If you look at it as a demotion.
Because this wasn't a demotion.
Right. And even if you wanted to look at it as a demotion, you could go, well, he didn't transfer because he could have. If that was one of the things that he wanted to do and felt like he was being punished by being moved over to right tackle, then he could have walked from the program, and he didn't do that. So I think all of those things are feathers in his cap, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. Now, here's what I thought was interesting, because listening to him talk about, he's a big dude, 6'8", 315.
It's a house.
Right? Here's what he said about the disadvantages and advantages of being tall at that position.
Yeah. No, it definitely has its pros and cons. I think the most obvious con is I'm a taller guy. People are, you know, I'm more susceptible to have people get under my pads. So it makes me, you know, have to fight harder to maintain good pad level, maintain good posture, balance, all that, which is something that I really focus my game on. Now, it has its pros as well. Being a taller guy, you're able to keep people away, you know, being just bigger. You know, you're naturally going to be stronger, be able to carry more weight on you. So the normal pros and cons.
So that's, I'll tell you what that does is it scares me about defensive ends with good bend, you know, either decently tall guys with real good bend who get lower or straight up shorter, fast guys. I've always had a thing for short pass rushers, the Dwight Freeney's of the world.
I mean, Dwight Freeney and his spin move and the way that he would get underneath right. the tackle's pads.
The Elvis Dumervilles of the world. Even Robert Mathis on the other side of Dwight Freeney, you know? But like short pass rushers, they can do some damage, especially against a big old tall tackle like this kid.
Now, the Bears this weekend said that they have full confidence that Dan Roschar is going to help with the bend issue for Trapillo. And this is why I meant, like, when we were talking yesterday about the idea that everyone kind of got their guy, like the whole coaching staff got their guy, and they were like, oh, well, you can work with this guy, right? Like, yes, he's got all the stuff. I'll get him to where he needs to be. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm leaning toward it being good because you wanted a different set of eyes on this process for the Bears, and now you got it.
Hey, man, I lean towards it being good because you got a real good head coach who assembled a staff he's thrilled with and proud of, and a staff that's getting talked about around the NFL as being really competent and diverse, and now you're letting them be involved in picking the guys that they themselves have to mold. Here's Ozzie Trapillo talking about the violence in his game as a tackle.
Ozzie, your teammate, Shamar Turner, was talking about why he plays with violence on the defensive line position. What does playing with violence look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, being an offensive lineman, you definitely have to play with violence. I think it's a a type of violence that is, you know, poised and under control. You never want to, you know, throw your hands too hard, get off balance, because then, you know, you're going to fall on your face. So it's more of an under control violence, I would say, just playing nasty. Yeah, I would say that's really the epitome of line play. I think the best linemen are the ones who play violent, but they also play under control with discipline and good technique while doing it.
Ozzie Trapillo, I love his band Shell.